You're listening to SBS News.
As Jewish communities around the world mark Yom Kippur, the holiest holiday in the Jewish calendar, there have been scenes of horror at a synagogue in Manchester in northern England.
Everybody else, get back! If you're not involved, move back! Get away! Back!
Greater Manchester Police Chief Constable Stephen Watson has confirmed what happened.
At this time, we know that a car was driven directly at members of the public outside the Heaton Park Hebrew Congregation Synagogue on Middleton Road, Crumsall, in Manchester. The driver of the car was seen then to attack people with a knife. He was wearing about his body a vest which had the appearance of an explosive device. There were a large number of worshippers attending the synagogue at the time of this attack.
Ultimately, police responding to the scene shot dead the suspect. Video on social media shows police with guns pointed at a person lying on the ground beneath a blue Star of David on the brick wall of the synagogue.
What the...
The suspect has since been identified as a 35-year-old British citizen of Syrian descent. The head of counter-terrorism policing, Lawrence Taylor, says they've launched an investigation and are interviewing two other men and a woman on suspicion of being connected to the attack.
Based on what we know, counter-terrorism policing has declared this as a terrorist incident. Our specialist teams are now leading the investigation into what happened and working closely with Greater Manchester Police. As we do this, those who have been killed and injured are at the forefront of our minds.
The Israeli Embassy in London has issued a condemnation on social media, calling the act abhorrent and deeply distressing. The attack has also been roundly condemned by world leaders, including Farhan Haq, the deputy spokesman for the United Nations Secretary General, who says this appears to be part of a disturbing global pattern.
The Secretary General is deeply concerned by the alarming rise in anti-Semitism worldwide and stresses the urgent need to confront hatred and intolerance in all their forms.
The Community Security Trust is an advocacy group for British Jews that works to eliminate anti-Semitism. It says more than 1,500 incidents were reported in the UK in the first half of this year, the second highest reported since the record set a year earlier. Editor of the Jewish News in the UK, Richard Ferrer, says the community has long feared an escalation in that violence.
Since October the 7th, the temperature has risen astronomically, thousands of attacks. But while we've looked around the world at attacks in Pittsburgh, in France, in Germany, we always felt that it wouldn't be long before something like this happens here in the UK.
He says further security measures are required.
I think the Jewish community feels it's only responsible for its own community, the Community Security Trust, which is funded by the Home Office but still has reliant on charities and the community itself to protect it, has done sterling work for years keeping Jews safe as they come to and from synagogue, as children go to and from schools.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has promised additional patrols.
But Britain is also a country where Jewish buildings, synagogues, even schools require round-the-clock protection, where dedicated specialist security is necessary because of the daily threat of anti-Semitic hatred. Today's horrific incident shows why. And so I promise you that I will do everything in my power to guarantee you the security that you deserve.
The leader of Manchester City Council, Bev Craig, says the incident does not represent the city of Manchester, and they're already confident residents will respond with compassion.
But I know that Manchester will come together. They'll show the unity that we're proud of, and they'll stand with in declaring that hate has no place in our city, and that Manchester is a city we can all be proud of, and a city that will show the love and the support to our Jewish friends that they need in this time of moment of darkness.
But tensions have already flared as a pro-Palestinian protest went ahead at a busy London train station hours after the attack. As chants filled the main hall of the Liverpool Street station, some of the commuters rushing home in the evening peak shouted with anger at protesters holding Palestinian flags. small number of transport police officers led some of the commuters away from the protest. Meanwhile, residents near the synagogue, like this woman, Vicky, have expressed their fears about being targeted.
I'm Jewish and absolutely terrified, and our neighbour across the road, he goes to the synagogue and he was telling us what was going on. And it's just absolutely frightening because I'm scared for my own safety and my mum's safety.
But British Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood has sought to reassure the community.
I know that there are many questions that are still to be answered, and rest assured they will be answered as quickly as possible. It will just take a little time for us to establish exactly what has happened here.
Deborah Grogg, SBS News.